Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Abe Leitz to the broadcast. Abe is the Chief Information Officer and Vice President of Service Operations at Jenny Craig and Curves International. Among other accomplishments, Abe has streamlined the customer service experience and spearheaded the Jenny Craig and Curves digital experience, accomplishments he describes in our interview. Prior to joining Jenny Craig and Curves, Abe served as chief architect at Life Technologies, a provider of biotechnology services and products, best known for their offerings related to genome sequencing. There, he was responsible for deciding and implementing the company's IT strategy, as well as managing a portfolio of software and hardware used by Life Technologies customers. Abe earned his bachelor's degree in business administration and management and information systems at Washington State University. I recently caught up with Abe by phone in his office in San Diego, and our conversation covered World-Class IT Principle 2, Infrastructure, as we discussed the implementation of e-business and mobile technology, Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as we discussed the ways in which IT and other business units work to balance the degree to which technology will define the customer experience, as well as a variety of other topics. This is Peter High. Please consider reading my new book, Implementing World-Class IT Strategy, How IT Can Drive Organizational Innovation. The book covers topics such as the CIO as strategic facilitator, the development of IT missions, facilitating corporate and divisional strategy, the development of IT's own strategic plans, the development of enterprise architecture, reviewing, refreshing, and communicating strategy, and several other topics, all told with stories from leading CIOs from a variety of major corporations. You can find it at Amazon.com, my publisher's website, Wiley.com, and at your better bookstores. Thank you very much. Abe Leitz, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Excellent. Well, good. Abe, I thought we'd begin with your company. Jenny Craig and Curves are two organizations that came together actually under your watch while you've been in the organization. I wonder if you could take a minute just to describe those two businesses, the synergies they've drawn from coming together. And I'd also be interested in your thoughts of IT's role in these organizations.
Absolutely. So the thesis behind bringing these two companies together is, you know, they both serve very similar customer demographics, and they both, you know, ultimately have one goal in mind, which is to drive a healthy lifestyle and to get people and our customers fitter and healthier. They do it in different ways, and in fact, you know, as I think most people know, a true healthy lifestyle is both a mixture of diet and fitness, which, you know, this combination really fosters directly. Jenny Craig historically has been a 30-plus-year-old business. It is a distributed retail model. We have over 500 locations throughout the U.S. We also have locations in Australia, and we are a food-based diet program. And Curves, different model, has been a 100% franchise business. It is throughout the world. So we have locations in countries everywhere, from Japan to Australia to places in Europe to North America as well. And really, the goal of bringing those two businesses together was, A, not only to synergize the back ends, if you will, the administrative components of the business, finance, et cetera, but also to drive, as I mentioned earlier, some of that synergy around the healthy lifestyle and to bring both the diet and weight loss component of a healthy lifestyle and fitness together.
That's great. And what role does IT play in an organization like this one? As you describe it, it's not necessarily an obvious connection, but I know from our past conversations that it's a growing influence that it has within the organization.
Yeah, IT, in fact, in both businesses has played a pretty important role in not only day-to-day operations, but as we think about bringing these two companies together, I think in a more classical sense of two businesses, clearly IT and the technology that supports them is critical to allowing these two companies to communicate, you know, be on one network, collaborate with employees across the brands. but also being able to take some of those common elements that both businesses would need to deliver customer experiences and use some common platforms across the board to drive that experience from a front-end point of view so that there may be overlapping technology capabilities that both businesses had historically built, and we would bring one platform together to give a similar experience across brands. And additionally, in this particular case, because you're bringing two brands together, it is also very important that as we look to open up locations that are in fact what we call dual branded, it is a Jenny Craig location or a Curves location that now offers the complementary services, IT's role is to be able to deliver that experience in as seamless as a way as possible without having to completely disrupt the business in what I would call an exorbitant amount of time to bring these two businesses together. And so we've been working feverishly over the time that we've been together as a company and building an IT capability that does just that. And so we have a handful of locations throughout the U.S. now that, like I said, are actually dual-branded locations and offer both sets of services. So a customer can come in and be on the Jenny Craig diet and get food delivered to their home, and as well can work out in a Curves fitness circuit and do that interacting with us, albeit multiple systems and processes underneath the hood. But to the customer, it's relatively seamless.
That's great. I want to talk a bit about your role, Abe. You are the Chief Information Officer, a role you've had for multiple years now, and more recently have taken on the additional responsibilities as Vice President of Service Operations. Can you talk a bit about the responsibilities of each of these roles?
Yes, the IT and the CIO role, I would say, is relatively traditional. I was brought on board to transform IT and really get it healthy and as well modernize the technological capability, in fact, for both brands. One, when I started with Jenny Craig, and obviously two, when Curves and Jenny came together to lead IT for both organizations. And when I joined and began to take a look at the IT capability, one of my passions is being customer focused and really starting conversations with focusing on the business and the customer, not necessarily the technology. And as such, I am pretty deliberate in bringing what I'll call the customer facing roles and the customer facing teams directly onto my staff. And by doing that, really transformed IT's service capability and really turned it from in pretty bad shape to something that's pretty significant in terms of how it's delivering service back to the customer. And we can measure that now pretty atomically. And so that service capability came together. And as these two brands came together, it was very clear that there was a pretty healthy amount of overlap between the activities that an IT service team does and our customer service teams across both brands. And so the service operations component to my role is really to serve all of our various constituencies for all the service activities they need. So, and it's pretty broad. So it can cover anything from somebody in the corporate office that has their mouth that's broken, all the way to a customer that is having an issue with a shipment or a delivery or has a question about our product or programs, again, across brands. And so that team is one where we were able to get some synergy between these teams. And the example I would use is historically, prior to my role and having these two teams be together, if I called in and maybe had an issue with my password on our website, that particular issue would get shepherded to multiple resources. It might be taken by a customer service resource and then passed to somebody in IT and then escalated into IT and then passed back to the customer service resource. Well, now that we've synergized these teams, that, as an example, is something that is handled by one person. And so we've really synergized those roles and brought skill sets and training together so that our job is to deliver the best service experience to the customer on that very first call if we can. And so we've been able to do that and really bring these two teams together, and not only on an org chart, but also operationally and through the activities that we're delivering.
It's fascinating. And so as such, you're an IT executive who's taken on a very external focused set of responsibilities as well, which is really exciting. I can't help but thinking, though, that, of course,
perhaps unlike almost anyone that I've interviewed as part of this series before, you are very different from your customer set in a very fundamental way in that your customers are women. You, of course, are a man. Can you talk a bit about some of the ways in which you can empathize with your customers, despite the fact that you do have this fundamental difference?
Sure. Certainly interacting with humans and beings in general is something that we are all familiar with. But I think that my approach is knowing that in many ways, the journey that our customers go on is one that can be challenging and is one that is emotionally charged. And in many ways, I have my own family members, my wife and others who have needed very similar support in their own lives. And so I can empathize with those needs and use that as a guide to make sure that as we interact with customers, and I even personally interact with customers, I keep that in remembrance and know that that the service and the product that we're offering, although is very needed and we are delivering great results to our customers, is one that was fraught with challenges, and that's our job, right? Our job as a company, a combined company, is to help our customers get through those moments and be successful and have a healthy relationship with their lifestyle and the food that they're eating and the fitness that they have. And so, you know, I don't see my interactions. I don't make specific changes to the way I behave to interact with employees or customers. Even as you said, the majority of our customers are women, and that is our demographic. But I do understand that you have to really put yourself in their shoes and be empathetic to their situation and really know that in my role and certainly in customer service, when you're on the other end, often that call isn't one that is positive, and in many ways it can be something that someone's having an issue with, and that service experience is something we've tuned and honed to make sure that not only are we solving a customer's challenge, but we're doing it in a way that delivers a great experience and a very high quality interaction, that one that it sympathizes with their needs. And so we actually embed those behavioral traits into our training, and that's something I help put together, and it's something that I live by for sure.
Are there any conclusions that you've come to as to how women like to interact with technology? Bring this back to some of the earlier insights you had about IT's role in establishing a relationship with your customer set. Are there any special needs or special ways in which females tend to interact with technology that you have found?
I don't think I've found anything that's unique to the gender. I would say certainly our demographic is one. Any business needs to truly understand their customer and what their needs are. And so the way I explain it is, if you look across the weight loss and fitness space, various competitors use technology in different ways. And our theme here is technology is necessary, but we don't want it to be in the way. We want it to complement our service, because at the end of the day, both Jenny Craig and Curves thematically are grounded in having a great coach and a great consultation experience in our centers, in our retail locations, and in the case of Jenny Craig, our at-home program. But each of those experiences are complemented by technology, and I think the best technology uses for our business is so that those capabilities don't appear to get in the way or really try to sidestep that experience with our consultants. And so, you know, way of example of this is, you know, we capture in the Jenny Craig brand, we capture the consultation experience. And we're obviously having a dialogue with our customers generally every week. How is it going? What are the challenges they have? How can we help? But we aren't doing that both people sitting in front of a computer. We're doing that in a one-on-one conversation. But we do capture that later because those are important details for a consultant to understand and to help analyze down the road. And so getting back to your question, I don't think we haven't found any specific differences in the gender demographic, but certainly in our customer demographic, although technology is embedded in everybody's lives today, certainly our demographic as well, we aren't getting the feedback that is, hey, I want the Jenny Craig and Curves experience to be more technology-centric or grounded in technology. They want it, and they need it there for very specific reasons, but it isn't first and foremost.
Got it. Speaking of technology, you led the deployment of e-business and mobile channel solutions for the organization. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about some of those experiences and the ways in which you developed both of those avenues for the organization.
Yeah, good question. When I joined, and I'll be specific to Jenny Craig here a bit because that was the majority of my involvement and really the transformation of digitizing the Jenny Craig business. When I joined, historically, our web and e-business and mobile capability was fairly limited and really was aimed at driving lead generation and marketing. And we did hear feedback from our customers, and I think the industry in general is moving quickly and starving for that sort of mobile, social, online interactions. And Jenny Craig as a business is not immune from that. As I said before, it isn't certainly something we're going to lead with, but we also can't be absent from it. And so when I joined, not only was I chartered with how do you deliver that technology capability, which is something that was pretty common in my background and my past, but also the change management from within the company. So you can imagine prior to deploying these technologies, we've never taken an order through the web. We've never had to understand the logistics and the operational processes behind all that. Those things by themselves aren't necessarily IT related, but it was my charter to help walk through inside the company how we navigate those changes. And so within a relatively short period of time, took a little less than 12 months, we went from having no capability to a full e-commerce capability deployed and are now taking a pretty healthy amount of orders, and it's a good part of our business, and as well a mobile capability where for those moments that one of our customers wants to use technology to plan or to track their food and their meals and align to the Jenny Craig program, but do that in between their consultation experience, we now have that ability through mobile, and that's been really helpful. Especially where if somebody has taken it upon themselves to use that capability, the mobile capability, to track and to interact with Jenny Craig, we can use that data as part of the consultation, and that really helps our consultants, again, better understand what the customer is going through and how we can help, because these journeys, whether it be fitness or weight loss, are complicated, and they're hard, and you know that's what we're here to help with. And so both of those capabilities, our e-business platform and a mobile capability, went live a little over a year ago now, about 18 months, and both of which have seen pretty great success and are growing in terms of usage and download, if you will, on the mobile side, you know, every day.
Great. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about your dual role. Are there aspects of your newer set of responsibilities as a service operations executive that have impacted or improved your abilities as a CIO? I wonder now that you have this broader set of responsibilities, a broader set of service, both internal as well as customer-facing service responsibilities, how that has made you rethink the role of CIO itself, if at all?
I would say that it has amplified, as I talk to my own staff, what I would call my traditional IT staff, it has amplified the focus around when we're delivering, whether it be projects or whether it be service-related activities, really grounding ourselves in the customer's expectations first. I think classic IT, if you will, roll the clock back maybe even 5 or 10 years ago, very common for a technologist to think very technology first. And I'm quite the reverse. I think about the business success and our customer success first now. And while I think, you know, as I entered this job and prior to taking on service operations, I always would lead with that. It is certainly, like I said, more amplified now. I would also say that as I sit down with my peers, it has really helped sort of bridge the gap between, hey, IT obviously is here to, you know, help transform the business and use technology for growth and all the other aspects. But I now also have a unique perspective on how that technology is directly affecting, in a good way or a bad way, the customer experience. And so the time between either it's new capability like e-business or mobile, or even internal capability that kind of a second degree affects the customer, the time between those things roll out and how we know they're affecting the customer is very short. And in fact, it is clarified for myself and my team, because when we roll something out, we're also the ones taking the phone call about whether it's working right, whether the customer is understanding what we're attempting to deliver. And so that has really helped accelerate, as we talk about change management for the customer, accelerate through solving issues and or understanding when something is wrong and how to address it pretty quickly. And I think that has really shown the colors of IT is a place that, generally speaking, is grounded in operational excellence, very cross-functional. So to solve issues and get things done, you need to span across the entire organization, which is somewhat unique to IT. But in fact, in our organization, customer service is very similar, right? It spans IT, it spans operations, it spans marketing. So those things have made the strength of IT and the sort of seat at the table, if you will, even stronger and forged much deeper and stronger relationships across the functions, and especially those that, you know, have a deep interest in customer service, like our retail operations teams in both Jenny Craig and Curves.
That's excellent. I wonder, what are there technology trends as you look a year or two or three out? What are some of those trends that you're particularly excited about that you anticipate riding to some degree?
Yeah, so something that we are always interested in, I'm certainly interested in, is the last several years have been quite interesting around data and analytics. In our business, certainly as a retailer, something that I find a little unique is how much, you know, we're able to capture about the interactions we have with customers, and we use those things in a good way. And so as I see analytics capability, not only in the so I would call it more sort of coin phrase big data, domain, where we're able to look at a much broader and bigger set of data and make sense out of it, but also making that sense become more visual and clearer to an end user so that they can make informed decisions is certainly of interest to me, particularly in our businesses where we're able to try to get deeper insights about the data that we're collecting on our customers and how do we use that data to better the experience and ultimately at the end of the day to drive much greater success for the customer. I would say along the same lines, I carry a mantra, which is the more that IT can get its head, quote unquote, out of the engine room, the more we can focus on delivering value and as I said, being more customer focused and continuing to deliver higher value and better products and services for the customer. And so I think cloud technologies is nothing new, but they are continuing to both mature and become more stable, and traditional issues like security are certainly still of concern, but getting better. But there's also broader domains that are now served under a lot of these cloud technologies. And so I feel better and more confident that in several years, much more of my infrastructure and the things that, you know, IT spends a lot of our day grinding on and keeping out of the face of the customer will be much easier for us to support and will allow us to move much faster. And so I will keep a constant pulse on the SaaS space and what applications, you know, over time can we replace and put in the hands of somebody else. So we're just getting straight value out of it and infrastructure as well. We're doing some of this now, but I certainly think over time we're going to do more and more. I would lastly say that in the fitness and weight loss industries, as I'm sure you know, it is pretty commonplace in the press and in the general trends that technology is playing a deeper role, whether it be these ambient trackers, you know, wearables and bands being integrated with our smartphone devices. Although Jenny Craig and Curves don't see that as, again, being something we're going to lead with, I think that technology is going to get better and better and more accurate over time. And so we're certainly keeping a pulse on what would be most relevant to us. How and if would we ever integrate those technologies as they modernize and get tighter and tighter integrated with our lives and our consumers' lives, how would we use those, again, to complement the core of our business and make that service experience and again, ultimately make our customers' journeys more successful?
That's great. Well, Abe Leitz, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT and sharing your perspectives, the things you've been doing to make yourself a successful IT executive. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you, and glad to be here and appreciate having the call.
You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call MetaStrategies Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the Forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to MetaStrategies' five principles of world class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.